Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer breakfast.
Just after I texted earlier about that rogue hot air balloon at Caulfield Park flying towards us, Scuba, can't be the same one because too far away, but just canvassing Twitter, thought I'd see if we'd had any touchdowns, and lo and behold, a landing at Coburg's Harmony Park. In fact, in the skate park there, just landed on the bowl. Right. Okay. Joan Robinson off Twitter, just having a look there, the hot air balloon just... Just
couple of
down.
Keen skaters on board. Wanted to just jump off and have a quick...
Wanted to hit the half pipe.
Yeah.
Just scraping along the concrete there, if you don't mind. One every couple of days, we are on our...
Another one.
I reckon. Hey, Barat's under racing. We mentioned this earlier. Be part of our SEN's coverage tomorrow. Ball by ball coverage too, by the way. Right throughout Australia's four-test tour of India that's so highly anticipated. He sat down with the former captain, Steve Smith, to have a bit of a chat, and we'll take a piece of that.
Stephen Smith, thanks for speaking to us. 2 days out from the first test, India-Australia, there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of expectation. Just the training, and how are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, excited. It's rolled around nice and quick now. It's time to get out and play. We've had a good preparation the last week or so here in India. The guys have done really well, and it's game time now, so it's exciting.
And just look, there's a lot of talk about a spin and how we play against spin. You've had your own approach and you've worked around it over the years. You've made many trips to India before, you've had success here. So where is your batting against spin now?
No, I feel like I'm in a good place. I feel like I'm batting nicely. So all the work in the last week, getting used to the conditions again, has been really good. Now it's just about implementing those plans nicely out in the middle. And yeah, fingers crossed it all pays off.
And of course, there'll be all eyes on your battle with Ashwin and Jadeja, two guys you've played a lot against over the years. All three of you are at a stage in your career where you've all kind of seen it all. So just about that, and look forward to it.
Yeah, no, I always love coming up against quality performers like those two. They're world class, particularly in these conditions. So it's going to be a good battle. I'm looking forward to it.
And just in terms of like the batting around you, I mean, you've been part of different batting lineups over the years on India Tour. Where do you see this one? A bunch of them who haven't played any Test cricket at all in India.
No, I think I think they can take a lot of confidence out of the way we've played the last year or so in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. The methods that guys have been able to adopt have been really good. So the practice has been good the last week. Guys have been working on their plans and how they want to go about it. So now it's just implementing it in the middle when you're under pressure. And that's, if we do that well, hopefully it goes a long way to winning.
Is it a good thing that there's a nice mix of batters who play spin differently, like up and down the order?
I think so, yeah. Got a few guys that sweep really nicely, guys that use their feet, get deep in their crease, defend well. It's a good mix, so yeah, hopefully it's a little bit unsettling for the bowlers. That's the key, I suppose, and we're able to put pressure on them in different ways.
And just in terms of the spin bowling, I mean, there's Nathan Lyon, and then three relatively inexperienced bowlers at this level in Test cricket. Just how do you see them backing up Nathan Lyon?
Well, I'm sure everyone will be fine. We've worked really hard the last week. Guys have been able to get used to the conditions and, yeah, find what works for them. So, it should be a good challenge between bat and ball.
And, look, it's India versus Australia, so there'll always be Steve Smith and Virat Kohli and those things come up. How do you look at those comparisons, if you can call them that, leading into a series, apart from just focusing on your own batting?
Yeah, no, I don't look at them. I just focus on what I can control, and that's implementing my plans and hopefully having some success out in the middle to help us score a good total.
And just finally, look, for a lot of guys in this team, this is potentially the last Test tour to India, just based on where they are, the stages. Mm-hmm. That hunger to win, like, you want that feather in your cap, like a series win in India. How much of a driving factor do you think that is as a team for you guys to win?
No, of course. Not just the guys that are potentially on their last tour. I think everyone here is here for a reason to to try and have a successful tour. Winning here would be a huge feather in our cap, as you said. It's a big one for us. So now the guys are excited and ready to get into it.
Beautiful. Thanks. Cool. Well, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Smith there sitting down with Bharat Sunder Racing. That was yesterday, and the time for talking just about done, but great to hear Steve Smith's thoughts on that. The SEN coverage starts at 2:30. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time Thursday, tomorrow, right across the network. So it's Adam Collins, that man Bharat Sunder Racing, Ravi Shastri, Peter Lawler, and Michael Kasperowitz behind the microphone. Waitley and Jared Waitley, that is, and Harsha Bogle for the second test as well. Now, it was actually Bharat Scoob who tweeted his observations of the wicket overnight. In fact, late last night. He said, interesting treatment of the pitch in Nagpur, and he's attached the photos to it. The ground staff watered the entire centre of the surface and only the length areas outside the left-hander's leg stump, and then rolled only the centre, stopping short every time they got to the good length areas at both ends, outside the off stump for the left-hander. The photos are amazing. Whiskers in Churchill. Boys, can we talk about the goat track the Indians are serving up for the first test? Surely it's cheating. What say you, Simon? I've shown you the photos.
Same for both teams.
That's it?
I don't like it. It'll be the same. You know, they'll say it's, you know, same length as a normal pitch and same for both sides. That's what I'll say. I don't.
That's a diplomatic way.
I don't subscribe to what they're going to be or what they do with their pitches over there. I don't think it's right.
Andy's text in. They may have doctored the pitch. However, both sides have to play on it. So it could easily backfire on the Indians. Our spin attack is world class. Ian Chappell, maybe I've been misled this entire time because I thought this was par for the course, particularly in this part of the world, that the curators prepare the pitch to suit the home side. I thought that was the essence of home ground advantage. Well, I mean, so Ian Chappell said it's incumbent on curators to produce the best pitch possible and to not pander to the wants and needs of the local team. And Chappell said no one other than the curator should have any say in what wickets are produced.
You've just got to produce the best wicket and a wicket that your or the pitches that you've become renowned for. You know, like the Gabba's generally plays on day one a little bit slower, but will seam around a bit early doors, and then it gets quicker over the next couple of days and then start to get some uneven bounce and some, you know, plates moving and whatever in day four and five. I mean, it's done that ever since I can remember. You know, Melbourne had its challenges at times, but I think it's bringing up the best test quality wicket you possibly can. And too often we don't see the best quality pitches in India because they're either left too dry and, you know, they favour one part of test match cricket, which is spin bowling and slow bowling.
So can I strip it right back? We've got questions of that notice coming up after the 8:30 headlines, but an early one for you. Why can't they? Why can't curators prepare the pitch to suit the home? Why is that frowned upon?
Well, your home ground, I think your advantage is played in your own country.
Uh-huh. And you're and used the conditions to playing, that come with it?
You're used to playing. But if in the four-day game between Bangalore and Hyderabad, Hyderabad had knocked over for 63 and, you know, that's happened 10 years in a row. And suddenly now, it's by the pace bowlers who've taken all 10 wickets. And then suddenly the next test that's played at Hyderabad, or the first test that you played at Hyderabad, they open the bowling with Nathan Lyon and Todd Murphy. Well, that's, in my opinion, that's not playing to the characteristics of that pitch. And I think that's the important part. There's the characteristics of that pitch. So if that's low and slow every time you play there, got no problem. Mm. Absolutely zero problem. But just preparing it for the side that's touring to try and play to your strengths, I don't think is right.
And not only that, but so specific here. So it's obviously Australia with Khawaja, Warner, Head, Renshaw might play, Carey's there. They're left-hand dominant. And those patches that are left outside the off-stump are a sight to behold. It's quite amazing, quite specific.
And if that's the case, and this is where the politics comes into cricket, you know, the ICC should step in and do something about it if they think this is not right. And if they think those pitches are not right, there'll be an ICC referee at the game, and the ICC will be watching this, as they always do, all these big test series.
Has that happened
before? They
should
step in and do something about it. But it's so many, you know, when it comes to India, it's just sort of, you know, we have all these discussions, but nothing seems to happen.
Mm.
And so if they really think there's a case here of pitchers not playing to their normal standard you would want for Test cricket and to the normal characteristics of that ground, the ICC need to do something.
Steve Smith said that the cracks felt quite loose, and according to people who were watching, those cracks outside the left-hander's off stump didn't get any water, while most of the rest of the pitch did. And I'm not sure if it was Bharat, but just following some of the tweets about the wicket and Australia training there for the first time yesterday, David Warner was seen right down on his hands and knees on that part of the pitch, just observing that area, what will be outside his off stump, as he obviously prepares to face, you know, potentially hour after hour from Ashwin and Jadeja and who knows whoever else in here going to roll out as their spin options as well. So it's going to be, they weren't quite sure what to make of it, Australia. And maybe Steve Smith's chosen his words pretty diplomatically there in the press conference yesterday.
Yeah, well, he has to. We don't.
All right, we'll take a break for the news headlines. I'd love your feedback on this. If you haven't seen it, just jump online and have a look at the wicket. Love your feedback. 1-300-736-736. Should, question without notice, should the curators be able to do, you know, no restrictions, just prepare the wicket to suit the home side, or do you agree with Simon O'Donnell? The Temper 40 Winks text is 0433981116. The Consumer's Choice winner, Temper mattresses, pillows and adjustable bases conforming to the exact shape of your body. If you've got a question without notice, just drop us a text. We'll get to it after this.